thanks so much, Chris, for joining us on the show. You know, I guess the first thing that we always ask when we sit down to do these interviews is just kind of getting to know what software is. What does it do? So tell us about Epilogger.
Sure. So Epilogger, it is a system that is meant to capture all of the social media for an event. So there's a particular event in time. We capture all the social media, all the photos that are related to that event, and put it into one archive. So that's where Azure has come in. It's helped us create that archive.
Nice. So actually, if you're talking about social media, then I'm assuming you're talking about lots and lots of storage.
Tons. Right. So and we're not just talking social media. We're also talking about images and videos at some point, but right now mostly images. Hundreds of thousands of millions of photos.
Wow. Yeah. So what are we talking about size-wise? Like how much gigs are you using in your blob storage now?
Well, as of right now, Azure is so flexible that we haven't really seen a significant bill. But looking at it, it is gigabytes and gigabytes of blob storage.
Like hundreds already?
One event. So an example, one event we did was Movember.
Oh, yeah.
Worldwide.
Yep.
All the photos of mustaches.
Wow.
That one event was 5 gigs just of images. And we have lots of events like that.
So then actually...
So we're probably in the neighborhood of at least 100 gigs.
Nice. So actually then, does that mean that one of the reasons why you went to Azure was actually for that sort of ability to go up and down in storage as you need? Or...
Absolutely. We needed some place that was not hosted by us, because we have a limited amount of disk space, where we could store tons of photos, and then we could access them quickly. So the great thing about Azure is we put them all up there, and... we get a URL back that we can use our own domain name on. And when we serve images back on the website, they come straight from Azure. They don't even come off our own web server.
Nice.
So we don't have to worry about traffic that way.
And this is a global site, I'm assuming, right? So as you're dishing out these images, they're going anywhere in the world, potentially.
Potentially, yes.
Very cool. Mm-hmm. So take us underneath the covers. What makes up Epilogger?
Sure, so Epilogger is really, in effect, two separate systems. So there is one system that is considered the back end, which is a bunch of Windows services that are doing all the collection. So we during the prototype stage, it was just one Windows service that would go out, and if it failed, it crashed. It was a prototype. So I've rewritten it now, where we actually use RabbitMQ, not MSMQ.
Okay.
Sorry, but it was...
No,
RabbitMQ
okay.
is free. So we've implemented RabbitMQ.
An Azure instance, though?
Actually, it's just running on our web server right now.
Oh,
but
okay.
We do want to move it off of there. So if we can run it in an Azure instance, I'd love to.
Cool.
So we have a service that's putting all these messages in the queue. If it does a Twitter search, it queues all those Twitter searches. There's another Windows service that picks up those messages, does the search. If it finds particular things like images or links, it throws them into different queues, which are then processed by other services. So it's all very modular. And as we need it, we just create more queues and manages, because there's a lot of volume of data, and a lot of it takes a long time to process.
Right.
So we needed more of a distributed way to do it. So all these Windows services distributed with RabbitMQ has been really good.
Nice. And then from a data backend, you're using?
Data backend, we're currently using SQL Server. We're starting to outgrow it. At this point, we're getting into the database is getting humongous. 2 or 3 million rows just in the tweets table, that it's starting to get slow when we're generating real-time reports. So we need to figure out a new way to do reports and or a new way to move that tweet table, really, to something else.
So SQL Azure seems like a good fit there?
SQL Azure is limited to 10 gigs.
In one database.
In one database.
Right.
So we would have to shard that tweets table across a whole bunch of different databases. This is one thing we've thought about. We've also looked at simple table storage, which gave us the functionality of like the mass amount of data, but didn't necessarily give us the ability to do aggregate functions, at least right now, to be able to report on that data.
Wow. So it clearly sounds like a complicated system.
Oh, yeah.
So so I know you mentioned storage is what you're using in Azure right now.
Yeah.
Is that the only service right now?
As of right now, blob storage is the only one we're using.
And then what's sort of like the roadmap from an Azure perspective?
Well, so that was one half of the system. The other half is the website that the user sees.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So that is sitting on a Windows 2008 server. It's ASP.NET MVC3, entirely in C#. And it hits the SQL server for the data. It grabs images from Azure. And anything that takes a long time to do gets thrown into the MSMQ and gets processed by the server, or wherever that happens to be. Because we do eventually want to scale beyond that server. So if we have all of these processes. We could throw them as processes on Azure, and like a worker process, and have them run all the time.
Right. So, you know, it sounds like it's definitely in the roadmap, and I'm hoping, obviously, the more that you guys build out the site and the application, the more services that you're going to use. As you were sort of building out AppLogger and, mm-hmm. and you know, kind of getting your mind around the architecture and stuff like that, what was going through your mind when you said, you know what, storage makes sense to go in Azure?
We just didn't want to manage that many photos. And having to manage the storage of that many photos, it's just like having hundreds and hundreds of gigs, and who knows how many, like how when it will ever stop. And we also wanted that archive to be permanent, so we didn't want to have to set up a whole backup strategy on our main server just for the images, so they could be permanent as well as serve them if that server is down.
Right.
In Azure, we've thrown them all up there; they get replicated all over. They're accessible quickly. It's win-win. Like
they're beautiful.
Yeah.
And then, you know, in doing that, obviously you were doing .NET development before. Mm-hmm. You hadn't done any Azure projects before AppLogger. What was that learning curve like? What did you find as a .NET developer coming on to working with Azure? Was it a steep learning curve? Was it relatively simple?
As a .NET developer, I didn't find it difficult at all. To do table, like, the blob storage is dead simple. You drop in the SDK, you download it, you install it, you reference the library, you a few lines of code, you're storing blobs, you're getting back the URL, everything is good.
Right.
Really, really easy, really straightforward. Simple table storage was a little bit different. Like, it took a little bit of time to get, like, sort of wrap your head around the NoSQL thing and how to access entities and how to put entities up. Took a long time trying to figure out how I was going to do the aggregate stuff, because it wasn't a function that was provided that you're used to in SQL, like count of records or average of these rows, whatever. Trying to figure out a way to sort of pre-calculate that and maybe store it in a table in SQL or in another simple table storage somewhere. But yeah, it was pretty straightforward. I didn't find that too difficult.
And when you went about going to learn all these things, where did you go to look up
code samples? Were all right there with the SDK.
That's it.
Just Azure, microsoft.com/Azure, wherever it is, and download the SDK, and they have videos and
So relatively simple.
Code samples.
Nice.
I think there is actually code samples in VB too, which is very surprising.
There are. Hey, VB, people are still using VB.
Yes. So we are all C# now. At one point, AppLogger was part VB, part C#. It's all C#.
Very nice. Now, that's usually the kind of questions that we go through in these types of interviews, but you guys are actually very different in that you're the first ones, at least on our series of interviews, that are actually doing a hybrid solution, where you have parts of it in Azure and parts of it on-premise.
Yeah.
How is that working for you? Is that challenging to manage? I know a lot of people have concerns with thinking, you know, that's a little bit more difficult to manage if you put, or relative to putting everything up in Azure. Do you find it difficult?
No, not at all. I don't mind putting everything into Azure. It's just, it's been easier for us as we've been developing to do it on our sort of our own server and use Azure for the things that it's really good at that we know, like the storage has been great. Tried to put other instances of things into Azure, just haven't tried it yet.
Right. But so then for your current infrastructure though, still not a problem. Right?
Currently we haven't, but we're getting really close to the point where we have to seriously start looking at a more scalable solution, because that single server is not going to survive much longer, especially with SQL Server. It's already up to like 200 gigs.
Which means that technically the AppLogger is getting popular, which is a good problem to have, right?
Yes.
That's great. Well, thanks so much for joining us. I hope, you know, we see AppLogger all over the place. And as we're going out, you know, Tech Days or Devs Cubed hashtag and all that kind of stuff, we'll start using AppLogger to manage all that. Thanks so much.
Awesome. Thank you.